Therefore, we will not be fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. We can read together, amen?
Amen.
Y'all don't leave me yet, hallelujah. We got a long ways to go, amen. So, verse 2 again. Therefore will not be fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. They be river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in. Can we say that again? God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her. And that right early. Right in what's that? God is where?
In the midst.
That's why you gotta have those family prayers and emotions. But well, why are we doing that? To bring God in the
midst.
And then Lord, with God in the midst, I shall not be moved. Hallelujah. The heathen raised, the kingdom were moved, he uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is
with us.
Can we say that again? The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolation he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. Once again, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Say, our Heavenly Father, we thank you this afternoon. Father God, if we had a thousand tongues, we couldn't thank you enough for your goodness. Lord, we couldn't thank you enough for your mercy. Lord, we couldn't thank you enough for all the wonderful things that you've done for us. Therefore, Lord, we just honor you today. Lord, we bless you more than anything for being our God. And we just ask you on this afternoon, Lord, we pray even as Elijah told Elijah, Lord, send us a double portion of your spirit. For realizing only the anointing in the name of Jesus can destroy every yoke, can bring every chain, amen, can set the captives free, can heal the broken hearted, can open the eyes of the blind. So Lord, we say, Lord, send your anointing. Hallelujah, because we need you. Lord, and we need you right now. Can all the church say in Jesus' name?
Jesus.
Amen. You may be seated. Once again, verse 11 says, be still.
Amen.
And know that I am. Once again, be sealed and know that I'm God.
Amen.
Amen. Now when you read that, a lot of times we think that means just stop. Don't do nothing, just wait on God. But what he meant was rest in the Lord and relax. And believe God got this. That be still means rest in the Lord and relax. And know that God got this. Amen. Peter writes, be careful for. It means God doesn't want us to be all and have all that anxiety and worry and trying to figure out what he has to do. So the Bible says, be careful for nothing. But we are to cast all of our cares upon him. The question this afternoon is, are you being still? Hallelujah. And do you know that he is God? Amen. Before we really get into this, can we go to Psalm 16? I'm going to read verses 8, 9, I believe, and 11 of Psalm 16. We're dealing with this afternoon knowing who God is. Amen. And there, times when our situation looks so big and so out of control, so big that sometimes we feel as though even God can't handle our situations. Well, when we get back to Psalms 46 to see what the psalmist was really saying, we're going to realize, I promise I'm bigger than you and my gift.
Amen.
In comparison to what God can do. But verse 8 of Psalm 16 reads, I have set the Lord always before me. Can we say, I have set the Lord?
I have set the Lord.
All right, that's half of y'all. I'm going to get everybody get ready. Amen. How many know the church? Hallelujah. I went to the church one night. I heard somebody say in my heart, Lord, but when I got involved with God, something, hallelujah, got a hold of me.
Hallelujah.
So I want us to get this together, okay? Amen. Once again, I have
set
the Lord
always
before me. Because he is in my right hand, I shall not be moved. Hallelujah. You know why so many people are being moved? Because God is no longer before them, and they have dismissed his presence from their right hand. So they worry to get trouble. Verse 9 reads, therefore my heart is, why are you so happy? I'm so happy and I'm so free. Well, why are you so happy? Because the Lord is before me. And he's at my right hand. And my glory rejoices. My flesh shall
rest in hope.
Hope is waiting on God until God does what he says he's going to do.
Amen.
So because the Lord is before me, hallelujah, I'm glad and I'm just resting.
Right.
And in resting, I don't have no anxiety. I don't have no worries. Because I heard somebody say, God got this.
Thank you.
So what are you doing? I'm waiting on the Lord. And then waiting on the Lord, I'm just resting. Hallelujah. And waiting for God to do what he says. Verse 11 says, he will, thou wilt show me the path of life. Well, somebody said, well, why do you keep talking about God's presence? And why do you keep talking about keeping God on your right side? And why do you keep talking about He said, because in his presence is a
fullness
of joy. And in God's right hand, there are pleasures evermore. Amen. So the psalmist is saying that because God is my right hand and God is before me, I shall not be moved. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of times we get people before us. Amen. We get people on our right hands. But that does not stop us from being moved.
Right.
Amen. Some of us have more confidence in the job and our paycheck than we have in God's promises.
Come on, Elder.
Amen. But how many know over the last few years, since 2007, a lot of people that were employed for years lost their jobs.
Thank you, Jesus.
So their confidence, hallelujah, failed. But how many know that Jesus never failed?
Hallelujah.
Come on, can I get some help in the house of God? How many know that Jesus never fails?
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Back to Psalms 46. I shall not be moved. I'm in his loving favor, and I shall not be moved. Psalm 46 and verse 1 reads, God is our God is your shelter and this strength me. He's a strong tower.
Hallelujah.
I say God is our shelter and he is a strong tower. And you know what's so great about the strong tower? The Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and those that are in right standing with God runneth into it, and they are saved. Amen. What the name of the Lord. He said he's a Lord. You know, the word of God is so great because he didn't just, you know, God is just to be there to help you. Amen. But he's a, not just a present help, but God says, we're talking about someone who's greater than that.
Yes.
help me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
What this very present help mean, I guess the Apostle Paul must have been reading about this in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 21, when he reads that our God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we can ask or think. That's what this very present help means. Whatever your problem is, God can fix it.
Yeah.
Whatever the trouble is, God can make a way out of no way. Why? Because he's a very present help in a time of need. Lord, I don't know how. Lord, I don't know when. But we call him in present help. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. In a time of need.
Yeah.
So what does that mean, God? Whatever you're thinking, God will exceed that. And then when you see God begin to move, he's going to go even above that.
Right.
And when he finishes, you're going to be able to say, my soul looks back and wonder. Hallelujah. When I look at it in the beginning, it looked bleak. When I look at it in the beginning, I didn't see how. Guys, I would have been shaken. Hallelujah. But when I look at it through faith, my soul looks back and wonder.
Amen.
How I got over it. Amen. Amen. So the psalmist is building God up. He's not just a refuge. He's not just strength, but somebody said he's a very help.
Amen.
Amen. He didn't say he was a very past help. He said, say he was a very future help. See, we always say, God did it in the past, and I know he's going to do it in the future. He said he's a very
right now. Present.
Can we say present help?
Present help.
Come on, can
help.
We? Amen. We know what God has already done, and we know what God is going to do. But what is he doing for you right now? Hallelujah. We need a very present help in a time of need. So the psalmist goes on to say, now we're talking about who? God. Amen. We're talking about who? God. Now he said, now I'm going to build my case. I'm going to show you the exceeding greatness of God's power towards us who believe. How many believe?
Hallelujah.
Come on, can I get a wave off? Then we're going to show you the exceeding, Lord, thank you, the greatness of his power towards us who believe. Verse 2 reads, therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried to the midst of the sea. You know what he's saying here? He said, no matter how great the earthquake is, hallelujah, no matter how big the problem is,
come on,
Elder. Hallelujah, though the earth be removed and the mountains from the power of the earth can be moved into the sea,
I
God still
you.
Got the power. Hallelujah. Can we say he got the power? Come on, can we say he got the power?
Lord,
thank you. Yes, Lord. I can't do it, but God can. So he said, don't be removed into the sea. Though the water thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, he says, take a minute and reflect on God.
Right.
Take a Selah. Right now we're building this case about our God and the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe. He said, now after I told you about the earthquake, after I told you about the mountain, and what this really is, the back in Elsa, they didn't know what a tsunami was. Amen. They didn't know about a tsunami. They didn't know how the waters thereof could roar. Amen. But how many know in 2004, over in Indonesia, they had one of the greatest earthquakes they ever had. Amen.
Amen.
And during this earthquake, from an earthquake to show you the exceeding greatness of God's power and how that's still subject to God. We're going to build this case.
Yeah.
Amen. And when we finish, your problems will be small in comparison.
Lord.
Because he's a very what? Present help in a time of need. Somebody said, well, you don't know what's going on with my family. I know he's still a very present help in a time of need. If you just be still and don't guess, don't try to figure it out, but be still and what? Know that he's God. 2004 in Indonesia, over in the Indian Ocean, we had a tsunami. And a tsunami is then moved with the speed of an airplane. Amen. In one day, it covered 3,000 miles. Amen. One earthquake and one tsunami hit 11 countries. What are we talking about? God. What is in comparison is small compared to God.
Yeah.
Hit 11 countries. Amen. It says the power of that 9.0 magnitude earthquake was so great that it exceeded 23,000 atomic bombs that hit Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Hallelujah. It said that when you compare God. See, they didn't know about this when they wrote the Bible. But amen, God has given us a witness. Amen. 3,000 miles, one overflowing air because of God. He's the very one present here in a time of need. Now let me ask you, is your problem as big as one atomic bomb?
No.
I didn't get no answers. You might feel as though it's as big as one atomic bomb, but it said when that tsunami hit, it was the force of 23,000 atomic bombs. How many know if 23,000 atomic bombs hit, there won't be too much earth left?
Amen.
But the exceeding greatness of God's power to us who believe. Now, it hit and over 150,000 people were killed instantly. War of the water came from everywhere. So it says that the waters thereof roar and be troubled, and the mountains be removed into the sea. They were talking about that tsunami. Hallelujah. Amen. But one of the most remarkable things, we talk about God's spirit and the nature that God puts in us. During that tsunami, they were surprised. They didn't find any animals. They didn't find any animals. People did everywhere. Everything destroyed and gone. But they didn't find any animals there. They said, well, what happened? How many know that when God created us and the animals, he put a nature in us?
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. When the animals within their nature knew the storm was coming, they moved to higher ground. I said, when the storm was coming, amen, they moved to higher ground.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because God creates a nature in us. And then God creating a nature in us. God doesn't have to tell a fish how to swim. God doesn't have to tell a dog how to bark, how to act. God doesn't have to tell cats what to do because it's in their nature. Now I'm gonna be nosy for a few minutes. Just a few minutes. I'm not gonna stay here long. But we're dealing with a nature and how God puts in us what we need. Amen. The nature. So if we don't have to tell a dog to act like a dog, a cat to act like a cat, I don't think nobody has to give snakes any lessons on how to crawl around. Amen. We don't have to tell those mice how to speak through the cracks and get in our house because that's in their nature. Nobody has to go out to help a bird fly because that's in their
nature.
I'm kind of confused when I get to the nature. How in the world can a man not figure out he's a man? Amen. Because it's in the what? So because it's in the nature, nobody should have to teach a man that right now. It's in the what? Nature. And because it's in the nature, nobody should have to teach a woman. So they can pass all the laws they want trying to violate God's law. But the Bible said in the beginning he created them male and it's in the nature. Just like those animals, nobody had to tell them, hey, it's trouble coming. Run the higher ground. Why is it in the nature? Somebody said, well, it ain't the Bible. Yes, it is. Because the Bible says that the man has left the natural use of the woman and has burdened in their flesh.
Come on, Elder.
He said, even the women are doing that, which is against nature. All right, I'm finished with that. But I just figured I'll let you know what God says. He says it in our nature. It's in our nature for us to do what? Somebody said, well, you got to be more tolerant. Yeah, tolerate. You love the sinner, but you hate. You love the sinner, but you hate the sin. Amen. So the Bible says, be partaker. A lot of people say, well, you just shouldn't do that. The Bible says, be partaker in no man's sin.
Amen.
If you've gone wrong, I'm just as wrong as you if I don't try to redirect you. Can I get some help?
Hallelujah.
So that's in the nature. But when we had the big, I'm getting back to the danger. So I said, don't get off course. Say, don't get off course. But I had to let you know about God's nature, because God, when he created every last one of us, placed something in us that would direct us in the right way. Now, in order for you to go against God, someone has to train you to go wrong. Remember when you were a kid, how you loved the Lord, how you loved coming to church? What happened when you got older? Something had to break that nature. It had to break that spirit. So the world trains you to go against God. But it's naturally in man to worship. Hallelujah. It don't make a difference. Even out in the backwoods in Africa, we worship.
Amen.
Because that's what God created in us. But when we had the earthquake in Japan, they were on the east, on the west coast, remember, from Washington, California, they were standing and waiting and looking for the tsunami to come. How many remember it? The whole west coast was on red alert. So they went to one of the geologists and said, well, how are we going to know if the tsunami is coming? Maybe some of our warning systems aren't working. She said, I'll just watch the animals. This is what a geologist said, I'll watch the animals.
Amen.
When they retreat and go to higher ground, she said, that's when it's time for us to. Can you imagine even the animals, though in trouble, go towards God? Even the animals in trouble know to what? Go towards God. They go to higher ground. Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. Lord, let my nature take over. I don't care what I've learned through the years. Lord, take me back. Hallelujah. Let my nature take over. Amen. Is it back in primitive times? Hallelujah. A lot of earthquakes and disasters were aborted in the morning. Even over in China, because back then they would just watch the animals. They said, wait a minute, the animals ain't acting right. And in this one particular case, they said every snake, every mouse, every rat, every weasel, they saw them leaving. Where are these animals going? Amen? So you know what I said? If the animals are leaving, that's a sign. If you read back through primitive history, before we got all this warning technology, they went with the nature that God had put in them. You know, brothers and sisters, we get back to our nature, the natural disposition that God has placed in us. We are stopped going away from God when we see the trouble coming. When our spirit feels something that's not right, we won't go down, but we'll go up to what? Higher ground. That's why the psalmist said, I said, I choose to believe God. Let's keep going. But I'm just telling you, he's trying to show you the exceeding greatness of God's power. 23,000 earthquakes. 23,000 atomic bombs. But God, hallelujah. So there's the river, the stream. Now, before they said, it's falling down. He said, now stop. Right now, what I want you to do is stop. I don't know what's going on in your life. I don't know what's happening, but it's time to reflect on the magnificent magnitude of God's power in your life. I don't know how he's going to do it. Stop. It's time for you to take a spiritual pause and be still.
Amen.
Amen. You know why you're not giving your help? You got to stop running and be still. Well, why are you going to be still? Because I need to let God do what God has to do. Amen. Now, my hair's falling down, but it's not because I'm worried. It's nature. Amen. There's something somebody said, well, why don't you have nature out now? I just let the natural process take. Everybody can do what they want to do. I just let nature take its course. And then when nature gets too big, I just take it all off. Amen. Gotta let nature do what nature's doing.
Right.
Our problem is we like to keep going against God. And we don't want to take a few minutes just to stop, pause. Now, three times in this scripture, he says, Selah. Amen. Stop and pause. But let's see what he does after each pause. He said, now, we talk about the overflowing and the scourge of the waters. He said, but even in the midst of the overflowing waters, God used that same overflowing water. He said, there's a river. The streams were of me glad. Even in the midst of a flood, even in the midst of the storm, when the water's destroying everything else, God moves in water to take care of the single. Hallelujah. Lord, I see the flood, I see the storms. Hallelujah, but I'm being shielded so I can see God moving in the city. Yeah. I want to see God blessing where? In the city. Yeah, so I want to be still and know that thou art God. Verse 5 says, God is in the what?
Mid.
Somebody said, well, I don't know where it's going to turn out. But, you know, I don't know how. My situation is bad. Anybody say it? Bad. Can we say bad?
Bad.
We all got some bad stuff going on. All of us got some bad stuff going on.
Right, Elder.
And we don't know how it's going to turn out. But there's God in the...
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. The reason you can't handle it, you left him out the mess. Amen. Lord, take me back. Lord, I got to get back on fire again.
Yeah.
I got to get you back in the mist so I can have some peace of mind. So I can have some comfort at night. Amen. The Bible said God never intended for his dearly beloved to stay up late at night to eat the bread of sorrow. But God gives his dearly beloved rest.
Amen.
He gives you sleep. So if you don't have no rest, and you don't have no sleep, is God in the midst? Say, God is in the midst of her. And because even though I lost everything, I did not lose God. How many know if you lose God, you lost everything?
Come on, Elder.
I said if you lose God, you lost
everything.
I love my mother. I lost my mother. My mother always said, you keep God. Yeah, she said, you keep God. She said, I'm going to go on ahead of you, but don't you take your hands out of his hands.
Right.
First, somebody said, keep your hands in the hands of the man that steals. He does what? He steals the water. So she said, I'm going to go home. She said, but you stay in God.
Amen.
Why? Because as long as you're in God, you will not be.
No.
People running place to place, all over the place. Just keep God back in your midst. Amen. You don't have to worry about running. Because just like he has power over earthquakes and tsunamis, he got power over your whole situation.
Amen.
Amen. Paul tells the Corinthians church, though our light afflictions, which only last for a moment. Whatever you're going through, what did you say, Mr. Minister Simon? They had a what? Expiration day. Our light affliction lasts for a
moment.
The reason that we don't have no rest, we keep leaving God out. So the moment it would have ended, it gets extended. Well, why is it extended? God is no longer in the mess.
Amen.
So you don't have a refuge. You don't have a shelter. You don't have help in the middle of the situation. Get God back in.
Amen.
It says, our light affliction was our body what? Moment. Working for us a far more exceeding and eternal way of glory.
Thank you.
Lord, that's my desire. I got to make it to glory. Says the heathen raised, the kingdoms removed. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. But the Lord of hosts is. Somebody said, you don't know what's going on financially and economically and all. Is God with you or not? Do you believe he's with you?
Amen. Amen.
The Lord is with us. The God of Jacob is our
refuge, shelter.
He's our protection.
Amen.
He's our keeper. Now I need you to take another pause and just just think about what you just read. We need to take some time in our busy schedule to stop and think about what God has already done. The miracles He's already done.
Thank you.
I heard somebody say they were standing in front of a car coming at them, but the miracle is God moved them out of the way. And then Minister Simon said he's been reading about how cars are jumping up on curves and killing people. God is in the what?
Yes.
In the mess. The reason that you got all this trouble right now, you leaving God out of the mess. Amen. So he said, now take a pause. He said, now that you've taken a pause, let's go further. Now come behold the works of the Lord. What desolation is made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear asunder. He burneth the chariots. Now he said, I'm giving you all that to tell you this right now.
Yes.
Be still.
Amen.
I told you all that to tell you this. Be still.
Amen.
And know that I am.
Ah.
Lord, nobody else can do what God can do in your life.
Hallelujah.
I don't care how big. Kids on drugs, problems, just give it to Jesus.
Thank
you. Keep him in the midst.
Yeah.
Then now be still and don't guess I'm God.
No.
But be still in what?
No.
The testimonies in your life will prove to you that I'm God.
Amen.
The times that you thought you couldn't make it, when you pause and reflect back on it, you'll know
that I am God.
God. God, I thought I was going to be destroyed, but some kind of way you made a way. I know that thou art God. Amen. Isaiah said it this way, to know that you're God. He said, hast thou not
known?
Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the end of the earth, fainteth not? Thank God, he won't grow weary. Who we talking about? Our God. He said, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and young men shall. Well, what are they doing? They're trusting on themselves. And they're not waiting on the Lord. He said, but they that wait on the Lord shall. Lord, I need my strength to be renewed. I need a fresh start. I need a fresh touch. Hallelujah. Lord, I need you to move. He said, even you shall faint and be weary. I, when I came out of the hospital, they said, you want a wheelchair? I was like, no, I'm walking out of here. Could all move, man. When I came to church, my wife said, you walk off with funny. Then she saw my feet, she said, why did you tell me? In his presence.
All right now.
All right. Oh, I thank you.
Nice.
I couldn't let nothing stop me from getting in church. I couldn't let suicide stop me from getting in church. Because I realized that in his presence is a fullness of joy.
Thank you,
and I need some clarity forevermore.
Hallelujah.
As we all stand today. I don't know what you're going through.
Hallelujah.
But I know God is the God of his word.
Amen.
And I know it's time for you to be still.
Amen.
And know that he's God. Amen. Running all over the place, going here, going there, doing the other thing. Be still. It's time to say, Lord, where you lead me? Lord, where you lead me, I'll follow.
Amen.
And Lord, I'm not going to just follow you when I understand it. I'm not going to follow you when I can figure it out. But I'm going to go with you.
Oh,
I'm going to go with you.
Oh,
our problem is a lot of us start following God, but somewhere along the way, we stop going all the way. And then we stop going all the way and we get nothing but trouble and heartache and a tsunami of trouble. And have no help. Because we get God out of the mess. If God is in your mess, as the elders and ministers come forward, if God is in your mess, you will have a testimony. I shall not be moved. In the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, can you go there for 1 minute, Sakila? I'm going to read this. Book of Lamentations, chapter 3. A lot of us are losing hope in God. Verse 22, Lamentations 3, 22. I'll read it, that's right. Lamentations, I'm going to read verses 3 and 22. Listen to this. This is the kind of God that we serve. A lot of times we feel as though we've gone so far away from God that there is no hope. As long as you're alive and have breath in your body, there's always hope. God can fix it. God can turn it around. Know who can do it? God can. Nobody else. Verse 21. This is the prophet Jeremiah after he's going through lamentations, the time of grieving. Amen. He's lamenting. He's hurting. He has some pain. Hallelujah. But he says, verse 21, this I recall to my mind, therefore have I. Have you lost hope? Then say the Selah and recall it to mind. He said, it is of the Lord's mercy. Lord, if you hadn't been merciful. Mercy signified I was wrong and deserved judgment. But instead of God giving me judgment, Lord, bless your holy name, you gave me mercy. So he said, it's of the Lord's mercy. Hallelujah. And I not to sin. He said, because his compassions, God's compassion never fails. He said, they are new every morning and God, the way everybody else can feel, keep on letting me down. Great is God's faith. Therefore have God a chance.